say a bit more about the process of change? Because a lot of what you're talking about is talking about attunement or moving from a lack of acceptance or just change which arises.
Yeah.
And to me, there seems to be an element of mystery or magic in it, that you can have as big a toolkit as possible and you can apply it with all the best of intentions. And sometimes magical things happen and sometimes nothing happens.
Right, right.
And I just wonder if you could just offer some thoughts on the process of unfolding, or to what extent do we have any control over that?
Well, I mean, I think one of the, I think one of the acts of loving kindness is to relinquish control, you know, on a certain level. I think that sense of change, or, you know, how, say, and you've been hearing it for 40-odd years, of how Ajahn Chah would express, like, impermanence as a sense of uncertainty or unsure, in my name. Because, yeah, the sense of the uncertain nature of how things are going to unfold, And I think part of the practice, one is just learning how to be comfortable with that, because sometimes it surprises you in a really, really incredible ways, in good ways, and then sometimes it sort of, wow, that surprised me. It really sucks, and. But that sense of yeah, the uncertain nature of things. But what we're, you know, a lot of practice and the tools of practice are helping us to understand the nature of cause and condition, and how everything is in this dynamic change flux. That is being affected by causes and conditions from the past, causes and conditions in the present moment, and to a certain degree, we're not really sure how it's going to. There's certain patterns that are pretty dependable, but we can be surprised a lot. And again, both in a delightful way and sometimes in a way. So that being able to exert the control, because we do have the control to turn our attention to things that are helpful or that are we deem as beneficial or useful. But then, not all the information is in yet, and we might need to change our assumption because we're learning from that process. So that fundamental to the Buddha's teachings is this teaching on dependent arising, how everything arises dependent on causes and conditions, and there's not some kind of, one, there's not some external control being placed on there, or there's not some internal fixed thing that is making it absolutely certain. And being able to be comfortable with uncertainty. Of course, the more clarity and mindfulness we can cultivate, the more sense of security or stability will feel, and that's not ungrounded. It really, it's got an appropriate foundation.